I'm Nick.
And I'm Justin, and we can't believe it's already time for the 2019 live stream for The Cure.
Thanks to our amazing peers, listeners, and supporters, last year we crushed our goal of $5,000 for the Cancer Research Institute.
The Cancer Research Institute is funding research into immunotherapy to create a future immune to all forms of cancer. Every single cent we raise goes to them.
And they're also rated over 92% on CharityNavigator.org.
This year, we're aiming our sights even higher with our most ambitious event to date.
Join us May 17th through the 19th on twitch.tv/epicfilmguys for 40 hours of live content from us and other amazing shows who will join us to try to reach $7,500.
Please visit www.livestreamforthecure for more information or to find out how you can be a part of the event. Together, we can make a difference.
Beginning Odd Dad Out podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Odd Dad Out podcast, where normal is not my specialty. I am your host, as always, the second time's a charm, Adam Higgins, the Odd Dad Out. You can find me at odddadoutpodcast.com or on all the social media places at Odd Dad Out. But you know that. You're listening to me, right? This is the show where I share my little whatever the hell's going on in my head. I usually make fun of some weird news stuff, and I tell you about a podcast you should listen to because, like I always say, sharing is caring. Which, at this point, I feel like I need to put on a shirt. I say it enough. I think I've been using that in the show for at least half of the episodes at this point. Almost as long as I've been doing the recommended listening feature, I've been saying sharing is caring because I just needed an excuse or something to end on. I don't know. But yeah, if you want that shirt, because I think it'd be funny. If you want that shirt and were to buy that shirt, email me, show@odddadoutpodcast.com or hit me up on the socials. I just said what it is. Hit me up. If you want that shirt, if you would buy the Odd Dad Out sharing is caring shirt, I'll make it. I'll put it together. Why the hell not? If you say you want it, I'll make it. Shit. Oh, man. Oh, I'm tired of shit. Second time's a charm. I say this because this is going out late. Why? Because I already did this show. I did this show yesterday, and I wasn't happy with it. And I just felt like, I don't know. I felt like my heart wasn't in it. And I think it was more of, I'm fucking tired. And so I just didn't have a lot going for me for energy yesterday, which I don't know what that says about today, because that means I didn't sleep yesterday, which means I'm even more sleep deprived today, which means I'm more tired. Fuck. Damn it. I don't think this is going to go well. Anyway. Let's get crazy. Let's do some stretches. Stretchy, stretchy. I'm going to stretch. And I was watching Hate to Wait this morning, and Emily was like, all right, it's like, let's just everybody stretch. And I was like sitting down to start working on shit this morning. And so, yeah, I sat down at the desk and I stretch. And I was like, damn it, you made me do it. But I didn't realize until I sat down today to redo all of this stuff that, like, everything that I had kind of in mind to talk about this week is repeat stuff. It's all stuff I've talked about for previous reasons. Namely, this week was Foodstock. And I've talked about it last year when we went to Foodstock. And, you know, last year when we went, like every first time we've done so many things, we just went. We're like, hey, let's go. It's going to be fun. No plans. Nothing. Not a clue. We walked around a lot. We got really tired. We tried a bunch of food. And that was it. This year, we went in, much like we have been for all of the rest of our food truck adventures. And for the last, say, 2 months, since they started posting up, hey, food stock's coming up, here's the date, here's when it's happening, here's, you know, and the Facebook event for the whole thing, they would slowly be, as new vendors and new trucks were signing on to be part of it, they were adding them onto the list, and they were posting up, hey, this truck just signed up, and this truck just, you know, signed up, and doing like kind of features of here's what they have, and pictures and spreads and all the stuff about them and all this stuff. So as the vendor list was growing, Rihanna was going through with all of the stuff and finding, okay, well, what is this truck? What is this truck? And going through them and like finding their Facebook pages or their Instagrams or whatever that she could, and trying to track it, hunt down their menus. And see, okay, well, what are we be interested in? Because we know there's the trucks that we're going to go to. There's our, we always go to this truck. We always go to Cutie's Lemonade. And thus, they're like the very rare occasion that they're not at one of these events that we go to. But we always go get our lemonade. We always get our blue raspberry gummy bear lemonade. Or the blue cherry, whatever the hell it is. It's, yeah, it's like, blue cherry something gummy bear lemonade. It's blue. It's got cherries, lemons, and gummy bears in it. It's delicious. That's all you need to worry about. And we always get that. We always, you know, there's some trucks that we don't see often, but we know they're going to be there. So we're like, okay, they're on the list. Here's what we're getting. But she gets her whole spreadsheet together of here's, you know, all of the different places we're going to go to. Again, some of them are like the sure things that, like, you know, if we have these four barbecue trucks, where are we going to go? What do we want to get from this place? Like our chief barbecue truck is Q-Up, but we don't go there necessarily for the barbecue, like to get a barbecue plate or whatever. We go there because they have what they call the gangsta grilled cheese, which is like this crazy like barbecue brisket and mac and cheese grilled cheese sandwich. I don't even know how to really describe it other than that. It's just so packed with stuff, but it's a grilled cheese sandwich. And it's just, it looks as intimidating as it does delicious, you just say. But that's one of those, we get that every time. And they're out here when they do the events out here in town that are right by us, the monthly surprise park events. Whenever they do those, they're here every month for all of those events. It's like, it's great. It's like, yeah. So they're on the list. And like Philly Up, my, I don't know why suddenly these up trucks are a regular thing, but Philly Up is my go-to cheesesteak truck. And there are a few others that were like, yes, we have to go there. Get here, and here. We have to go there. And so we've got all of our for sures. And then one of the special things about food stock is that they do these samplers. Every truck has to offer a $3 sampler. It's just kind of a, because there's 50 plus trucks, and it makes it very difficult if you have to throw down $7 or $8 for a full entree to really hit a lot of trucks without just completely financially crippling yourself. And so yeah, the thing is, every truck is offering a sample of their stuff for $3, and it's supposed to kind of be a good representation of what they do. And one of another go-to trucks that I've kind of built up kind of a social media relationship with, Whip It Good, which does whipped cheesecake. It's delicious, and they do all sorts of different things with it. But what they were offering this year were these little tiny strawberry cheesecake shots. So it's like this tiny little shot glass looking thing with a full, you know, with the graham cracker crust layer and the cheesecake and the strawberry whipped cream and the strawberry, all the stuff. Oh man, those were good. but they were doing that. Other trucks were like, hey, we're going to do, like, here's a one grilled cheese truck. What truck do I want to grab a sample of? They were offering, rather than a, here's one thing, it was a, we make a bunch of sandwiches. We're doing, for the sake of simplifying the menu for the event, they were only offering four sandwiches that day. Unfortunately, none of them were the ones we went there. We had on the menu, this is what we're going to get. None of those were the one we were going there for. But they were like, hey, you can get a sample size of any of our sandwiches. And say, so, okay, cool, which is unusual. Most of them are like, it's this. This is the sample. Like, hey, what's your sample? And just get the sample. In their case, it was a, you can get a sample of any of the sandwiches, or you can get a sample of all of the sandwiches. And like, it's like, oh, it's four sandwiches. Well, it's $3 each, or you can do all four for $10. Hey, that just saves me $2. Cool. But stuff like that. Some of them, like, I think the mustache pretzel place just knocked their prices down. Officially, their sample was supposed to be like a sample size pretzel, just a smaller pretzel, I guess. And instead, they just knocked all their pretzels, and because they make mustache shaped pretzels, that's it. And so all they were doing was just the mustache pretzel knocked down to the sample price. So everything was $3 there. It was cool. Stuff like that. But we're like, we're going off. We're getting our mustache pretzels. We're getting our cheesecake shots, and we're running around, but she's got this list. And again, she's got, where are we going to get just samples? Like, where are the places we just want to try out? Where are we going to get drinks? Because, you know, if you're in a bunch of food trucks, everybody's got their kind of specialty stuff. There's so many people doing lemonades, which I think it's just really easy from a food truck perspective to make lemonade. But there's a handful of them that do fresh squeezed lemonade. They sit there and are, you know, cutting lemons and grinding them up and making you fresh lemonade full of seeds and stuff and all that. It's just good. Time consuming, but it's good. But there's a lot of lemonade trucks. There's, or not so much lemonade trucks, but there's a lot of you know, trucks offering lemonade. And we found out, because one of them we wanted to go to was doing, you know, the glass bottle Mexican Coke. We found out from him, like, oh, yeah, we're not allowed to sell those. They were basically, all the trucks were told, if you sell sodas, you are not allowed to. They were not allowed to sell sodas on their trucks because the in-house vendors for the stadium where it all happened, they were selling sodas and beer. So you'd have to go to their little stands, like bottled water, sodas, beer were all being sold by the in-house vendors. And so none of the trucks were allowed to sell drinks. Well, like, were allowed to sell sodas. We're like, well, shit, that sucks. It's like, we were, you know, we came over here because one of the things we wanted was the Mexican Coke. And I was like, nope, I got to walk all the way up into the stands to the vendor up there by the play place, because they're the only ones that have a Diet Pepsi for my wife. Because I've talked about before with her medication screwing with her taste buds. Now the only two drinks that taste right to her, or not even taste right, taste palatable to her, are Mexican Coke and Diet Pepsi. Why it's not Diet Coke, I don't know, but that's it. It's just those two things. So, you know, I'm having to traipse around trying to hunt down a Diet Pepsi. But, you know, she's got, we're going down the list, and we're going through, you know, there's the drink section, there's the entree section, there's the sample section, there's the dessert section. You know, we're getting, originally the plan was, all right, we're going to kind of camp and we're going to go to the places, we're going to get our snacks, we're going to get our entrees, and then we'll go and start doing desserts. Because, you know, dessert goes at the end, right? Well, really what ended up happening is, we just started hitting trucks as we basically walked the line. Well, we walked half the line because there was very few places where we could stop and sit. There's like kind of picnic tables and bar seats near the kids' play place because there's a little concession stand there. But other than that, there's not a lot of places to sit other than just kind of stretch a blanket out on the lawn. And we forgot our blankets. We did have towels, though, because there was a splash pad there for the boys, so they were playing there. So we just laid out all the towels and stuff. But we ended up, we walked about half of it, and Rihanna was actually sick going into this. So she just did not have the energy to keep going and, you know, back and forth and up and down, because this is in the middle of a baseball field. So they're ringing the field. Basically, like half the field is just ringed with trucks, and then up in the stands along the upper deck, it's all lined with trucks. And so we walk the upper line and we're like, no, we need to find somewhere to sit. And we're like, fuck it, stretch the blanket, stretch all the towels out. And she had a umbrella because she burns in the shade. And so she like propped up her umbrella for shade and had a little blanket stretched out. And so she parked right there and we kind of established our little picnic spot. And was like, all right, this is our base. We're here. And I proceeded to start going down the list. But because of the nature of the size of the trucks and where they were located, we basically walked down Desert Row first. And so the very first truck we stopped at was donuts. Like fresh, hot, you know, made-to-order mini donuts. And the ones we ended up getting were strawberry cheesecake mini donuts, which were just completely melt in your mouth deliciousness, especially because of the whole fact that it was, you know, hot, fresh, have to blow on these. And I've talked about their donuts before. Last time we did the, I think they're like, they called them Tutti Frutti. They had like icing and fruity pebbles on them. You don't have to wait 5 or 10 minutes for these to cool down enough for them to eat them. Yeah, so good. But, you know, we were doing that stuff. And again, we did the cheesecake shots and lemonade, and we were trying to get, there were a couple of small barbecue trucks that were up there, and we just started hitting, it was Desert Row, and we ended up doing all of, well, most of our dessert stuff first, and then go down and kind of made our little picnic area and parked. They're like, all right, this is our, you know, might as well have gotten some fencing just wrapped around us up. This is our area. Everybody stayed the fuck off. This is ours. But that was, you know, that's what we did. And I proceeded to, you know, kind of, I would always take one of the boys with me. That was always kind of the thing. It's like, okay, you guys stay here with mom. You know, you need to take care of mom. Mom's here parked in our little area. I'm going to go and start, you know, locating our other trucks and our other stops to get, you know, meals. It's like, okay, we're going to get some chicken strips, and we go get the chicken strips. And geez, these are like these big, thick, juicy chicken strips. And I could not figure it. I was like, and they were gluten-free. And I was like, okay, these taste different. There's something really good about these. What is it? And we ordered a ton of them. And there's these huge baskets of chicken strips, or like chicken tenders. If you want to go to the, you know, food nerd, the name chicken tenders and why they're chicken tenders is because it is the tenderloin piece of the chicken. Anyway, but these massive chicken tenders, and there was like $16 for a 6-pack of chicken, but it was a big basket of chicken and fries. And all right, that's fine. I need two. I need a ton of chicken because I've got a lot of boys. Like, all right, let's do this. Well, this stuff, it was different. I did not figure out what it was, because we ended up having to take a bunch of it home. I couldn't figure out what it was that made this chicken different, because I do gluten-free chicken because Rihanna has a gluten sensitivity problem because of her meds. And I didn't realize until the second day it was because they left the skin on. I was like, damn, I haven't had skin on chicken in a long time. Isn't just one of those, like, whenever we go anywhere, we get fried chicken or make fried chicken or do whatever, it's always skinless. And I forgot. It's like, man, fried chicken skin is like, yum. Okay. But one of our big disappointments, it sucked. One of the things that we, you know, I said, we have this whole big list of all of our, especially our go-to, you know, these are our must visit trucks. We ended up finding out that all, like all of our go-to, this is my, like, my planned dinner and her planned dinner. And this is, it'll be, we, you know, the chicken strips were intended for the boys. That was kind of their big entree, and then millions of snacks for everything else. But yeah, the trucks that we plan to go to, like our gangster grilled cheese, they weren't there. And my cheesesteak, they weren't there. and there were a few others. There was a waffle truck. There was a couple other trucks, and then others that we would go to. And this is what, you know, looking at their past menus, we were planning on, this is what we're going to get from this truck. And we get there and, oh, we don't have that here. Oh, we only offer that at our, like, some of them have a truck and then they actually have a store, like a brick and mortar location. And it'd be like, oh no, that's only available in the store. We don't have that on the truck, and other stuff like that. So we were like, shit, a bunch of stuff that we planned on eating. Like, yeah, this is what we're going to go get here. And this is what we're going to hear. And then we were left with like half of our menu as we wrote it out, we couldn't get. And we were just kind of stuck, which sucked a lot, because at this point I'm hungry as hell, because I'm doing all of the running. I'm, you know, she's got all the boys and they're playing and they're having fun and she's wrangling children. But I'm the one walking back and forth up and down the field to go to the various trucks. And I can't do more than maybe two trucks, depending on how much I'm getting, because I've got the boys, one of the boys with me at all times. And it's like, well, what's the carrying capacity of this child? And, you know, not like I'm not sitting there, you know, pack muling them or anything, but I'm kind of limited on what can I carry from this place. Like, I'm not going to bring back a ton of drinks if I've got Bug, because he can't carry a lot. Small hands, I don't want him to spill or drop or whatever. And he can't move very fast. So stuff like that. But, you know, it just we had fun. We ate a ton of food. We had, you know, there was fried ravioli. There was a surprising number of pasta trucks. But one of the things that still I don't understand, and I actually heard, there were people that were like saying, oh, so worth it. The Maine Lobster lady, what's the name of the truck? I don't know if it's just people in Arizona have this hankering for lobster because you live in the desert or what, but the Maine Lobster lady, basically from the open of the event, had a line like halfway across the field and growing. And again, this is a full size baseball field. And they stuck her at the very end on one corner. Her line went, I was like maybe an hour or so into the day, and her line was halfway across the field. By the time we left at, it was maybe 8:30 or so, that line was like 3/4 of the way across the field. People were waiting in line 30 or 40 minutes, no lie, because we saw on the Facebook group, people were saying, yeah, it was, oh, it was like 30 minutes in line, 45 minutes in line, but it was so worth it. It's a lobster roll. Now, I will say, I have a particular, I'm not biased against the Maine Lobster lady. I'm just not a lobster fan, so I don't see the huge draw. But I don't see how, it was because it was basically a hot dog bun, like a probably a good quality bun, but it was basically like a hot dog bun stuffed with they were big chunky pieces of lobster, but it was basically like big chunky lobster on a hot dog bun. And I think it was served with coleslaw or something. I don't know. I don't see how that's worth the wait. I mean, she always has that ridiculous line. And I have to assume it's just because those things take forever to do. I think I have no way to verify this. I heard that that's actually like, because, you know, lobster is best fresh, that there's actually a tank, that they actually have a tank of lobsters and they are preparing them basically fresh or whatever. I don't know. I don't know the accuracy of that. I don't eat lobster. I don't care to, and I'm not interested in going to the truck. I'm just, damn, that's a long fucking line. Normally that length of line, if not for her, is for Cuties lemonade, because it just takes a long time to prepare. I'm assuming that's probably a big part of that truck too, but it's just like, damn, I don't see, again, I'm not a lobster person, so whatever, but I cannot see waiting 45 minutes for that, and at all. I don't care how good it is. I'm not going to stand out in a line for 45 minutes to get a lobster roll. I don't think there's anything I would stand out there and wait that long in line. Waiting in line to order, not even after you order and here's your food. That long to place your order? No, I could not wait that long. That is ridiculous. For anything. How much other food can you go get while you're waiting in that one line? That's no. But yeah, that was our fun time. That was Foodstock 2019. I could go in and put an echo on that, but I really don't. I don't want it to. Anyway, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to play a couple of promos. And I will be right back with sort of a podcast rewind for this week's recommended listening feature, the Millennial Pagan Podcast.
What's up, guys? This is Gerald and my buddy right across from me, as always,
Andy.
We are Two Peas on a Podcast, and we want to invite you to join us weekly as we discuss, what do we talk about?
We talk about a little bit of everything.
We talk about too much.
Events,
we talk
about too politics, much sports. We even talk about sports. We're dudes.
We talk about too much stuff. In fact, don't join us. It's too much. It's too complicated.
I think you're confusing them, Gerald.
We are a weekly podcast discussing current events, pop culture, hot topics.
Hot. The topics are hot.
Not the retail store, just hot topics.
Although, that was a great store.
If anything happened at Hot Topic, we would discuss that as well.
You want to get you a black Metallica shirt and some studded earrings?
Yeah, we'll talk about that. But my name is Gerald and my buddy Andy, and you can catch us on Two Peas on a Podcast. Please go to our website. It's twopeasonapod.com.
Check it out.
Check us out on Twitter at Two Peas on a Pod and subscribe via iTunes or Google Play. We hope to hear you listening. We can't yes. Do that though, can we?
No, we can do it. We can hear them listening.
We hope to see that you listened via yes. our stats or whatever.
We're everywhere.
But check us out. Two Peas on a Podcast, guys.
Hey guys, after you're done, why don't you check out RadioMolehole.com? Check out some music, check out some podcasts on the internet.
Recommended listening.
All right. This week I'm going back. Like I said, everything seems to just kind of be, I'm coming back around this week. This week this week I am reaching back to last November, way back in the day. And I think since I already ripped off one of his catchphrases, I'm going to rip off another Dave Jackson segment.
It's time for a podcast rewind.
Sorry, I just had to do it. This week, I was a guest on the Millennial Pagan Podcast to discuss the subject of gatekeeping and inclusion in the pagan community. Because, like so many other things, there are some people in the community that say, well, if you don't do it this way, or if you do this thing, then you're not a pagan if you do this, or if you don't do this, or you're not a witch if you don't do this, or if you do this, or Stacy, if you're not a witch because you buy your sage at Whole Foods. Yeah, exactly. Shit like that. You know, the whole Sephora, if you remember, the Sephora starter witch kit that had sage and some essential oils and crystals and a tarot deck and all this stuff. And it was sold at Sephora, and the community as a whole went ape shit. Like, what the fuck is this bullshit? And it turned out that all of it was basically assembled by legitimate, you know, practicing pagans who and are ethically sourced and everything was on the up and up. It just happened to be distributed through Sephora. And so people got really butthurt about it. And it, you know, these were artists and people who, like the artist who drew the tarot deck, you know, they were making a good amount of money from this being distributed in such a large scale openly. But there was so much hate about it that it almost shut them down. I mean, the backlash on Sephora was brutal. And so we had a pretty good discussion about that. I'm going to play a little clip here from it. Just kind of give you a taste of how the conversation went.
In the Pagan community, we've had a lot of gatekeeping going wrong. A lot of the other Pagan podcasts I listen to have discussed it and have talked about how people are just saying you're not a real witch, Pagan practitioner, Wiccan, if you blank. If you do, if you don't, if you blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. You're a real witch. Get over it. One of my favorite things I've been seeing on Instagram a lot lately is I liked witchcraft when it was underground because now Sarah thinks she's a witch because she gets sage from Whole Foods. Who the fuck cares where you get your fucking sage?
No, I mean,
is it not in a shaker? You're okay.
Yeah. Shake, shake, shake.
Honestly, the first time I ever bought sage was at a Spencer's.
Who cares?
But it doesn't matter.
See, and you know what? Spencer says these really cute little intro to witchcraft kits now. And they're adorable. They have a cute, like, little intro to crystals packet that I'm like, that's really super convenient to grab up a couple of really well-used, like, crystals. Mm-hmm. And that's back to the, what was it, Sephora's witch kit that people blew up about, and they were like, this is terrible, and it got almost the company shut down, and it turned out that they were ethically sourcing their sage and ethically sourcing their crystals, and then the artist was a, like, for the tarot cards, a pagan, and she literally was making great bank off of it, and then it all fell through the hole because we couldn't shut the fuck up.
Because it's Sephora. So,
oh my God.
I mean, even if you want to shit on them for the fact that it's maybe not in the best light because isn't Sephora through JCPenney or something?
Yeah.
It's like you're going to JCPenney. Like if you don't know what you're talking about and don't know what you're in for when you're buying that and you're buying it because you think it's cute, fine. I understand it, but the problem isn't with the kit. The problem was with the person who has no clue what they're doing. They just think it's a cute thing. If you're doing it for the sake of it's a, I talked about being like very much a fad. If you're doing it for fad's sake, then you shouldn't be doing it in general. It doesn't matter where you walk in and buy your supplies.
Right. At the same time, if you're doing it for a fad, you're in and out. Blip.
Yeah.
You're a blip on our radar. Sorry if you're listening to us because we're a fad. You're a blip on my radar. I appreciate you listening now. You won't be listening again later because I'm going to offend you right now or something. And that's fine because then I'm going to get other listeners who maybe that kit would have been their gateway and they would have been our next Starhawk, our next Scott Cunningham. And you're denying them the accessibility that our parents did not have.
So you see, it's not a super preachy show. They have a lot of fun there, and it was a great time because on top of me being invited to be on the show, which I still insist, I'm like, what, you wanted to talk to me? But it was actually their 1 year anniversary, so I got to be there and have fun with them and celebrate that and take some pictures and do all the fun stuff. So that was a really cool thing. But I still say this is a show that even non-pagans, it's worth listening to because they bring on a lot of people to discuss different facets of the pagan community, whether you're a Wiccan or heathen or polytheist or general occultist or a Satanist. They brought a Satanist on to explain Satanism, like modern Satanism and what it actually means. It's really the amount of information that can be gathered from this show, just from the assortment of guests and resources they have is amazing. A lot of why I started listening to it was just the plethora of information, because I've learned so much about different aspects of the pagan community, especially here in the Phoenix metro area and across the state. That's just mind-boggling. I didn't know there were so many different groups in general, let alone here. But they're it's really educational. So if you're one of those people that really likes to learn more about different cultures and different religions and different things, absolutely, you should check it out, because there's so many misconceptions out there that are just kind of really old misinformation and things like that. It's really informative. That's the best way I can put it. And it's fun because, again, they're millennials. So it's not being taken super seriously. It's not, you know, super preachy. It's a fun time to be had, and they're nerds. They're nerds. I'm just going to say it. I'm a nerd. They're nerds. So it's fun. I think in my episode, we got on it. I don't remember if it was while we were recording or not. We got into a whole side tangent of Funko Pops, but you know, it's a fun show. It's highly informative and educational, and you should check it out. They are at paganpod.podbean.com. Of course, links in the show notes, including a direct link to my episode, because, you know, you're welcome. Because I want you to listen to that one when I'm on, and then go back and listen to the rest of them. But that is going to do it for me for this week. Hopefully this show came out better. I feel it was better than my first take. Of course, if you want that, guess what? You know who got that? All my Patreon supporters over at patreon.com/odddadout. Yeah, shameless plug, what can I say? That actually went out to everybody at every Patreon level today, so they get to hear the show that this version of this that I wasn't as happy with. What can I say? It's a special gift to you. Of course, big thank you to my Patreon supporters, Heather from Sunshine and Power Cuts, Chris from Play Comics, Lisa and Sam from I Shake My Head, and Kate from Ignorance Was Bliss. Thank you, all of you, for your support. Again, you can find the links to all of the stuff that I talked about. I'm not going to relist the trucks because that just gets tedious. But you can find Millennial Pagan Podcast on the recommended listening page at odddadoutpodcast.com. Remember to subscribe to the show while you're there. All the little links and stuff are right there on the page. And if you're really awesome, share it with your friends, because that is the best thing, most awesome thing you can do for me. And again, serious, if you guys want that sharing is caring shirt, as long as I'm not going to get in legal trouble for using it, I will make it. Let me know. Hit me up on the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Odd Dad Out, and of course the Oddballs group on Facebook. But until next week, thank you and good night.